We live in a world where we're like constantly connected, right? Sharing our lives online, leaving those digital footprints everywhere we go. But here's the thing that always kind of gets me. People still vanish in this like hyper-connected age. How is that even possible? It's like a real-life mystery novel, don't you think?
It is a bit of a paradox, isn't it? It makes you think about how technology and this age-old human mystery of disappearing kind of come together. We're more connected than ever. But some people manage to just slip through the cracks, leaving very few clues behind.
Yeah, and that's what we're diving into today. How technology is a powerful tool for finding missing persons, but also surprisingly, a new challenge for investigators.
Think about it. Every time you use your phone or wear a fitness tracker or post on social media, you're leaving a digital trace. And these seemingly insignificant traces can become like crucial clues in an investigation.
So it's like our smartphones and wearables are silently watching, recording our every move,
Whoa.
almost like invisible witnesses.
In a way, yeah. Like, take for instance a case where a jogger's fitness app data was used to map their regular running route. When they went missing, this seemingly mundane information became a key piece of the puzzle in the search effort.
That's incredible. It's amazing how something as simple as a fitness tracker can help crack a case wide open. But I'm also guessing it's not always that straightforward.
You're absolutely right. While technology can be valuable in giving clues, it's not a foolproof solution. Sometimes the data can be incomplete or even inaccurate, leading investigators down the wrong path.
Like those social media rumors that send everyone on a wild goose chase.
Exactly. That's a prime example of how misinformation in the digital age can complicate investigations. It can create noise and distractions, making it even harder to separate fact from fiction.
It's a bit unsettling to think that something as simple as a retweet or a shared post could have such real-world consequences.
It can, and it does. And there's another layer to this: intentional digital disappearance. Some individuals actively try to erase their online presence before going missing.
Intentional digital disappearance. Why would someone do that?
The reasons are as varied as the individuals themselves. Some might be running from something, others trying to protect themselves, and still others orchestrating something more sinister. This deliberate act of erasing their digital footprint makes the investigator's job that much harder. Imagine trying to solve a puzzle with like half the pieces missing.
That does add a whole new layer of complexity to the investigation.
Yeah.
It's like trying to follow the trail of someone who's deliberately trying to cover their tracks.
Precisely. It makes you question their motives and intent. Are they trying to disappear completely? Or are they sending a message? It's a puzzle within a puzzle.
It's fascinating how technology has changed the landscape of missing persons investigations. It's almost like a game of cat and mouse, with technology constantly evolving on both sides of the equation.
Absolutely. And it's not just about analyzing existing data. We're seeing incredible breakthroughs in technology that are being used in these investigations.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, facial recognition AI is becoming increasingly sophisticated. Imagine being able to scan crowds or hours of security footage to find a missing face.
That's like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, but it's happening right now.
It is. And then there's the potential of predictive algorithms.
Predictive algorithms, what are those?
These algorithms analyze past behavior patterns and try to anticipate where a missing person might be found. They can consider things like travel history, social media activity, and even financial transactions to create a possible trajectory.
So they're basically trying to predict the future movements of a missing person based on their digital past.
In a way, yes, it's still a developing field, and it's not without limitations, but the possibilities are truly fascinating.
That's mind-blowing. But if we have all this advanced technology at our disposal, you'd think solving these cases would be much easier, yet we still have unsolved mysteries.
That's the paradox, isn't it? Take the case of Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, for instance. Despite advanced tracking technology, the plane seemingly vanished into thin air.
That case still baffles me. It's almost like the plane disappeared into another dimension.
MH370 really highlighted the limitations of technology. It served as a stark reminder that even with all our advancements, there are still mysteries that remain unsolved.
So even with all our digital tools, sometimes the answers simply aren't in the data. It's almost a humbling reminder that there are things we still don't know and can't fully control.
Exactly. And the digital world itself throws another curveball, the rise of digital nomads.
Digital nomads, you mean people who travel and work remotely?
Yes. If a digital nomad vanishes while backpacking through Southeast Asia, their digital trail might span multiple countries and jurisdictions, making it a logistical nightmare to track them down.
It's like the world is both shrinking and expanding at the same time, more connected through technology, yet with more places for people to get lost in.
It really is. And this brings us to a critical question that arises when technology intersects with missing person cases. Ethics, for instance. Should tech companies be forced to share private user data in these investigations?
That's a tough one. It's like a tug of war between privacy and safety. On one hand, you want to use every tool possible to find a missing person. On the other hand, do we want to sacrifice our privacy for it? It's a delicate balance.
It is. As technology advances, this debate will only intensify. We need to carefully consider the policies and safeguards we put in place to navigate this complex terrain.
So in essence, we're all leaving these digital breadcrumbs wherever we go. And those crumbs can be used to either help us or potentially harm us.
That's a great way to put it. It's all about understanding the power of our digital footprint and recognizing the potential consequences, both positive and negative.
It sounds like we all need to be more aware of our digital footprint and the potential impact it can have. What can we do to protect ourselves while still benefiting from the conveniences technology offers?
That's a great question. And it leads us to a crucial aspect of this conversation, taking control of our digital presence.
Okay, I'm all ears. Tell me more.
It all comes back to understanding our digital footprint. You know, those traces we leave online, they can be used to both find us and potentially make us more vulnerable.
Okay, so you're saying that all those little things we share online, our social media posts, location check-ins, even our online shopping habits could be pieced together to create a detailed picture of our lives.
Exactly. That information can reveal your routines, your habits, even your vulnerabilities. It's like leaving a trail of digital breadcrumbs that anyone could follow.
Yeah, that is a bit freaky when you put it like that. It's like we're unknowingly creating a map of our lives for anyone to see. So what can we do about it? It feels like we're constantly being tracked online.
You're right. It's a constant balancing act. But there are steps you can take to protect your privacy without disconnecting from the digital world entirely.
All right, I'm ready to hear them. What can we do to minimize our digital footprint?
First and foremost, be mindful of your privacy settings on social media. You have more control than you think. You can limit who sees your posts, your location, your personal information. Don't just blindly accept the default settings.
Good point. Those default settings usually share more than we realize.
Exactly. You should also be cautious about what you share publicly. Think twice before posting sensitive information like your home address, phone number, or even your travel plans.
So maybe wait to post those vacation pics until I'm back home, so I'm not broadcasting an empty house.
Exactly. And be wary of those fun online quizzes that ask about your favorite childhood pet or your first car.
What? Those quizzes are everywhere. What's wrong with them?
Those seemingly innocent questions are often used to gather data that can be used to guess your passwords or security questions.
I had no idea. So those quizzes are not as harmless as they seem.
Right. And always be cautious about clicking on suspicious links or downloading files from unknown sources. These could be phishing attempts designed to steal your personal information.
So be mindful of what I share. Adjust my privacy settings and be cautious about suspicious links. Got it. But what about all the data that's already out there? Is it possible to erase my digital footprint completely?
Unfortunately, it's incredibly difficult to erase your digital footprint entirely. Much of that data is stored on servers that you don't have control over.
So it's like trying to unring a bell. Right. Once it's out there, it's out there.
In a way, yes. But you can still take steps to minimize your online presence. You can delete old accounts, remove personal information from websites, and be more mindful of what you share going forward.
So like a digital spring cleaning out with the old data. In with the new privacy-conscious me.
Exactly. It's about damage control and taking control of your digital narrative. But remember, technology is constantly evolving. And so are the ways we need to protect our privacy. It's an ongoing process.
It's like a cat-and-mouse game, isn't it? We're trying to stay one step ahead of the technology that's tracking us, while using that same technology to protect ourselves.
Precisely. Staying informed, being aware of the risks, and taking proactive steps to safeguard your digital life is crucial.
Knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more we understand how our digital footprint works, the better we can manage it.
Absolutely. And it's not just about individual responsibility. We need broader conversations about the ethical implications of technology, government regulation, and the responsibility of tech companies to protect our data. It's a collective effort.
We all need to be part of the solution.
Yep.
Okay. We've talked a lot about the potential downsides of technology and the privacy concerns in navigating this digital world. But let's shift gears for a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Technology isn't all bad, right?
Absolutely not. Technology has the potential to do incredible things, to connect people, to solve problems, and to make our lives easier in countless ways. And when it comes to missing persons, it's playing an increasingly important role in bringing people home.
Right. We talked earlier about how digital footprints can provide clues, how information from fitness apps and social media can be valuable to investigators.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing breakthroughs in facial recognition, predictive algorithms, and even the use of drones and satellites in search and rescue operations.
It's like an arsenal of digital tools that can be deployed to find those who are lost.
It is. And it's not just about high-tech gadgets and algorithms. Sometimes it's simple technologies that make the biggest difference.
Like what? Give me an example.
Think about something as basic as Google Maps. It's become an invaluable tool for search and rescue teams, allowing them to coordinate efforts, map out search areas, and share information in real time.
That's true. And what about social media? I've seen so many cases where people have been found because of viral posts and online communities rallying together to spread awareness.
Absolutely. Social media has become incredibly powerful for raising awareness, mobilizing volunteers, and connecting people with information that can lead to a missing person's safe return.
It's like a global network of digital detectives, all working together to solve these mysteries.
Exactly. It's a testament to the power of human connection, even in the digital age.
I love that. It's like a silver lining in this digital world we live in. There are risks and challenges, but also incredible potential for good, for using technology to reunite families and bring people home.
That's a great point, and that's what makes this topic so fascinating and complex. It's a constant interplay of hope and fear, of risk and reward, of the dark side and the light.
So where do we go from here? What's the next chapter in this story of technology and missing persons?
Well, I think we're just scratching the surface. As technology continues to evolve, we can expect even more innovative tools and approaches to emerge.
Do you have any specific predictions?
I believe we'll see artificial intelligence being used to analyze patterns in missing person cases, identify potential risk factors, and develop more effective prevention strategies.
So using technology not just to react to disappearances, but to prevent them in the first place.
Exactly. And I think we'll see a growing emphasis on collaboration, bringing together law enforcement, tech companies, and communities to share information, coordinate efforts, and leverage the power of the crowd. It's a team effort with everyone playing a part to bring those who are lost back home.
I could definitely see that happening. Harnessing technology while remembering the human element is crucial.
You've hit the nail on the head. As we move further into this digital age, the lines between the physical and virtual will continue to blur. Our digital identities will become even more intertwined with our physical lives.
And that brings us to some really interesting questions about the future of disappearance itself.
Exactly. Right. What does it even mean to disappear in a world where we leave digital trails everywhere we go?
Is it even possible to truly vanish in this age of ubiquitous surveillance and constant data collection?
That's the million-dollar question.
Yeah, it really makes you think, what does it mean to be, like, truly off the grid when our data is constantly being collected and analyzed?
It's almost like a philosophical question now, you know? What does it mean to be free? To be anonymous, to have a right to privacy when our every move can potentially be tracked.
It's like we're living in a science fiction novel. That's become reality. Our digital selves are so, like, intertwined with our physical lives, and the implications are huge.
And it's a question that's being debated right now by philosophers, ethicists, and legal scholars. There are no easy answers.
And technology isn't going to stop advancing. So it's up to us to figure out how to use it responsibly and ethically.
You've got it. It all comes back to being, like, mindful digital citizens, you know?
Mm-hmm.
We need to be aware of the risks, protect our privacy, and think critically about the information we consume and share online.
It's like we're all pioneers in this new digital frontier, just figuring it out as we go, trying to balance the incredible opportunities with the potential pitfalls.
That's a great way to put it. This topic is constantly evolving. There's always something new to learn. And it forces us to think deeply about ourselves and the world we're creating.
It's certainly been a mind-bending deep dive. We've explored how technology can be both a blessing and a curse when it comes to missing persons. It can help reunite families. But it also raises questions about privacy surveillance and what it even means to disappear in the digital age.
Yeah, it really has. And as we wrap up, I can't help but wonder what steps we can take, both individually and collectively, to make sure technology is used ethically and responsibly in these investigations. How can we protect privacy while still leveraging these powerful tools to bring people home?
That's a fantastic question, and one for our listeners to ponder. It's something for all of us to think about as we navigate this constantly changing digital landscape.
There's always more to explore, more to learn, and more to discuss as we venture deeper into the mysteries of the digital age.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this thought-provoking journey. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay safe in both the physical and digital worlds.